Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is sentence fragments. But first, do you remember the Spanish you studied in high school? Not so much? Well, dive right back in with Lomas TV Video Immersion. It's never too late. Lomas TV improves your Spanish skills fast with authentic videos of native speakers, including music videos, TV dramas, news reports, travel shows, and more. The online Lomas TV player features bilingual captions, interactive controls, one-click dictionaries, and a memory game to help you learn. With Lomas TV, you can get your Spanish up to speed for as little as 27 cents per day. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Get a complete refund if you're not seeing results within a week. So try it today. Visit lomastv.com and watch some free sample videos. I often imagine that listeners are writing long things, such as articles, essays, and books. But I was recently reminded that some people make their living writing shorter things, such as headlines and ad copy, and that keeping things short is hard work. I didn't have time to write a short letter, so I wrote a long one instead. That's a famous quotation attributed to many people, including Mark Twain and Blaise Pascal, that resonates with many people who write for a living. Unfortunately, when writers focus too much on brevity, sometimes they leave out important words and produce fragments instead of sentences. Entering stage left, we have a new podcast character. Welcome, Sir Fragalot. Sir Fragalot flounces around the countryside, shouting sentence fragments at unsuspecting strangers.
Over the next hill, a tree with wings, on DVD, December 19th.
Oh dear, poor Sir Fragalot doesn't know that you can't magically make any set of words a sentence by starting with a capital letter and ending with a period or an exclamation point. In the most basic form, a complete sentence must have a subject and a verb.
Leaving town!
No, Sir Fragalot, you don't have a subject and a verb. It would be, I am leaving town, or he is leaving town. A verb is an action word that tells your reader what's happening, and a subject usually does the action of the verb. You can make a complete sentence with just two words, squiggly hurried. Squiggly, our beloved snail, is the subject, and hurried is the verb.
Hurried onward!
No, Sir Fragalot. It would be Squiggly hurried onward. Squiggly is the subject. He is the one hurrying. There's even a sentence form called the imperative that lets you make one-word sentences, such as run. Imperative sentences are commands, and the subject is always assumed to be the person you're talking to. If Squiggly looks at Aardvark and says, run, Aardvark knows that he's the one who should be running. It's such a strong command that he knows it's imperative for him to run.
Run!
Good job. So, you can make imperative sentences such as run with one verb, and you can make simple complete sentences such as squiggly hurried with a subject and a verb. But there's also a case where you have a subject and verb, but you still don't have a complete sentence. Ugh. This happens when your fragment is a dependent clause, meaning that it depends on the other part of the sentence, the main clause. If you're dependent on your parents, then you need them. It's the same with dependent clauses. They need their main clauses. Dependent clause fragments usually start with a subordinating conjunction, such as because, although, or if. I'm going to need more examples to explain this one. It makes a lot more sense when you hear examples. Let's go back to our simple sentence, squiggly hurried. I'm sure you all get that this is a complete sentence because it has a subject and a verb. But look at what happens if you put a subordinating conjunction in front of it. Because Squiggly hurried. By adding that because, I've completely messed up the sentence. Now I need the part that explains the because. The because makes the whole thing a dependent clause that can't exist on its own. Well, it can exist, but it's a fragment, and that's bad. The dependent clause now only makes sense if it has a main clause. For example, Aardvark was relieved because Squiggly hurried. Here's another example. The word that can be a subordinating conjunction. So in some cases, if you put it at the beginning of a sentence, it can turn the sentence into a fragment.
That Squiggly hurried!
That doesn't make any sense because it's a fragment. But you can tack it onto the same main clause we used before, turning it into the dependent clause it was meant to be, and it makes sense again. Aardvark was relieved that Squiggly hurried. To sum up, there are some easy tests to see if you have a fragment. The easiest test is to ask yourself if there's a verb. If there's no verb, then it's a fragment. Then, if there is a verb and no subject, ask yourself if the sentence is a command. If it's a command, then it's an imperative sentence. And if it's not a command, then it's a fragment. Finally, ask yourself if it's really a subordinate clause to the previous sentence. If it is, then it's a fragment. That last one is a little trickier, but I'm sure you can do it. Thanks again to Lomas TV for sponsoring the podcast. Visit lomastv.com to watch some free sample videos today. And Lomas is part of the Yabla language learning family. So if Spanish isn't your thing, visit yabla.com to see all the languages they offer. That's lomastv.com and yabla.com. Also, thanks to Miss Peter from the Music Nerve podcast for playing the part of Sir Fragalot. I'm Mignon Fogarty, author of Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. You can find all my books and a transcript of this podcast at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all. Thanks for listening. The podcast closing song is March 4th, the official National Grammar Day theme song, and it's available at iTunes.